And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. I'm guessing you're going to want to vent a little bit today. Feel
what
free.
What do you mean? What do you vent about what?
Feel free. Vent away.
Okay. Well, let's start with the World Series, which starts up tomorrow.
I believe the Royals are going to be really good. I like their chances. And those Mets got some young pitchers.
Okay.
Going to be a good matchup.
What else can we talk about?
Well, NBA starts this week.
True. How about those Cougs, man? 59-10.
Unbeaten.
Yeah.
Played their worst game of the season and still won 59-10 and forced poor George O'Leary into retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. How
about University of Texas?
Yeah, look at them.
Remember when...
Look at them back-to-back victories.
Exactly.
Huh. How about the weather this weekend, huh?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. What else can we discuss today? You may not have known, Lamar Miller turned into Walter Payton this weekend.
Ryan Tannehill turned into Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. So it's pretty amazing. Also, Bill O'Brien just signed a 20-year contract extension. Rick Smith apparently drew up the contract, and he's also signed an extension that he drew up as well.
Right.
So
put Bob McNair's name on it.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So those guys will be here forever.
And I guess that's sports for the week. How about that Walking Dead, right? Am I right? #am I right?
I didn't watch it, but I saw the Twitter reaction to it.
Did you see what happened?
I did.
It's unavoidable, right?
Yeah.
So, well, we'll talk about that later, I guess.
I may actually go back and watch.
I don't know if I want to talk Texans this segment because some people may not have seen it yet, and I don't want to be a spoiler. You know what I mean? Like, somebody might have DVR'd the game. You know. John, did you... You were in Austin this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was. I was at that K-State game.
You probably didn't even see the Texans game.
No, I came back Saturday night because,
Well, that was nice weather you had there for that game.
You didn't spend the night out there?
We spent Friday night out there.
Oh, okay.
And then we ate like crazy. We got there.
Did they put you on the, did they hook you up with a room?
No, because it was F1 weekend and we couldn't find any rooms. But I talked to Laura back there and she said, you're going to get that expensed. But we found a very, very cheap room. Not a cheap relative.
It was in San Marcos?
No.
It was just here in Houston?
It was like southwest Austin.
Okay.
It was really far. It was probably a 30-minute car ride to DK.
Okay.
So we were up there. We got up there, went to Trudy's first, got some drinks. Then we ate a little bit there, and then Saturday we ate at the game. We had Shake Shack after the game. We went to Madame Mam's after that.
Jeez, was just a fat time or what?
Well, there's a lot of good food in Austin, so we don't get to go too often. So we went, watched the game, and gorged on some good Austin food.
Good for you.
And the clip we opened up with was about a minute and 46 seconds all in the first half.
Yeah, there was
all those were in the first half.
There were some Dolphins highlights in the first half of the game, I suppose. And I guess I've beat around the bush for long enough that we can just go ahead and laugh at the embarrassment of a football team down there on Kirby, because this is I don't know if is this rock bottom, because even during the 2-14 year, I never saw a game like that.
In the article I wrote yesterday, the 2-14 team had a lot of close losses.
That was a team that fought.
Yeah, it was frustrating. This team
they
quit.
They sucked, but they fought.
Yeah, this was the worst performance I've ever seen by an NFL team in the city. And you know, you can talk about, oh well, they scored some points in the second half.
18-point game margin of victory. I don't care. That was it. That 41-0 is where it stopped.
Right.
That was a 41-0 defeat.
And it was comical. how bad they were on defense, how ineffective they were on offense, and I there are so many things about this game that I'm going to get to today. What I am most angry about is how no one got fired today. When you turn in that kind of performance...
The Lions are firing people.
I know. When you turn in that kind of performance, the most embarrassing performance in the history of this franchise, frankly, then how is it that people still have jobs today? And it's not just one game.
Yeah.
Now you're 2-5, and you've had, by the way, you've had two of these already this year. Two of them. And I have never seen a team more unprepared. I have never seen a team, and you just got out-schemed and out-prepared by a guy who was coaching his second game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Badly out-schemed and out-prepared. And this has happened all year. They have not been I got so mad at one point early in the game yesterday where I'm calling their plays before they run them. And everything was the same on offense. Stretch play to the right, up the middle to Airy, and throw a pass on third down. That's how you go five straight three and outs.
You want to know the
and,
good?
And it would have been seven, except for C.J. Fedora, which broke it up with his awful non-catch. And so that part of it was bad enough. But the fact that the defense, which is supposed to be the strength of your team,
yep,
they were awful in all phases. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. They couldn't tackle. And I saw, well, I'll get into a lot of Bill
O'Brien. Is J.J. Watt still sick?
Hey, he had two sacks.
Dude, I saw someone.
God.
I don't know who it was. Someone retweeted it, and I wanted to go in on him, but there was just too much going on. Someone, maybe it was Texans PR or something, the Texans Twitter feed. Somebody tweeted, turn down for Watt when it was like 35-0 and J.J. Watt got a sack. I was like, are you kidding me? Whoever's in charge of that Twitter account should just kill themselves. Not be fired, kill themselves. That was, Fred, at first I was kind of like, God, this is really just really upsetting. But then I just started to laugh. I mean, it was a clown show.
It was.
It was a clown show. And there's nobody on that team that can hold their heads high after that game. Not one person can walk out of that locker room going, you know what, I really gave it my all today. Because if they say that, they're a liar. And, you know, we've seen different parts of this team be really bad at different times. Yesterday was the perfect storm. Everybody was bad. Everybody was bad. And, you know, normally you could say, oh, well, DeAndre Hopkins racked up a bunch of, you know, big time.
Now, that got to be Nate Washington this week.
Yeah, Nate Washington.
He got the garbage time yards.
And if you think Nate Washington had a good game, you're wrong. No, none of them had a good game. Well, none of them.
When we get to the 5 o'clock hour, I want to kind of go through some Bill O'Brien decisions that I want you to grade. And
I think the decision to not gain a positive yard on offense until late in the second quarter was a poor one.
I would agree with that.
I'll give that an F.
But here's the one that nobody's mentioning, but somebody over there needs to be held accountable for this. How the hell is Arian Foster still in that game with 4 minutes left? When Vince Wilfork lipped off the field, maybe that'd have been a clue. Hey, we need to get these guys out of here. Why is J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing, and by the way, Jadeveon Clowney, who's coming off an injury, what the hell is he doing out there in the fourth quarter?
None of those guys.
That made no sense. No sense whatsoever.
There's a laundry list of guys that shouldn't have played a snap in the second half. And, you know, I understand that it's hard to, you say, well, how are we going to score 41 points in a game? And the Dolphins did it. Yeah, well, the Dolphins are better than you. So, the second half, and I understood why, and Ryan Mallett's the only guy who, he is so lucky that the on-field product yesterday just made people completely forget about him.
Oh, and we'll get to him, but it was funny. The first question, though, Brian got after the game was, what happened with Ryan Mallett? That's just silly.
I mean, you know, that. I mean, Ryan Mallett blew his chance.
Yeah.
There's no doubt who would have started the second half of that game. No doubt who should have started the second half of that game had Ryan Mallett been, you know, grown up enough to be on the team charter. But he wasn't. So, Brian Hoyer is the only guy on that team that should have been playing the full game because they didn't have anyone else to play.
No, and you couldn't put him in at that point unless you wanted to play Shane Lechler, quarterback.
Yeah, anyone of any value, and I would have had somebody else punting just in case Shane Lechler broke his foot or something on a punt. But Arian Foster, DeAndre Hopkins, Dwayne Brown, Brian Cushing, Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, these are all guys, Vince Wilfork, they wouldn't have seen a snap in the second half. I would have made them all sit on the bench and stare at what they've created.
And give Vince Wilfork a pizza to eat while he's watching.
Look at what you guys have done.
And
instead, you're throwing those guys. And not that, I mean, this season is a waste anyway. Arian Foster's hurt. Does it change the results? No. And if you're that person who says, well, at least the Colts lost. We're only one game out. You're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think this team is going to win a division, much less you act like getting to the playoffs at this point would be a good thing. Getting to the playoffs at this point is the worst possible thing that can happen to this organization. This team needs to lose every game like they lost yesterday until they fire everyone who matters. I'm not normally a guy who like wants to see people lose their jobs, but this is a joke. And what else is a joke is that on Sunday, NRG is going to be sold out and rocking, and you guys will be out there tailgating, barbecuing meat, and drinking cold Bud Light, and financing this nonsense.
Texter says, so just give up? Y'all would have been tearing a hole in them if they would have.
Yeah.
Did you not watch the first half?
They did give up.
And I know O'Brien said, oh, at least we didn't give up. Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. You quit 10 minutes into that game.
You had guys standing there watching players run by them on defense. They quit. And yes, they're getting torn up for that. And there was no reason for them to have those guys out there in the second half because the second half of that game did not matter.
When you run a draw on 3rd and 16, down 28 points, you've quit.
Yeah.
You have quit.
Well, we'll get to all. There's a lot more to get to. And I'm not one who ever advocates guys getting fired until it's time. And I don't think it's time for O'Brien.
But I don't either.
But there are guys on that staff that should not have a job today. And we'll talk about that when we come back right now.
Are their last names coordinator?
Yes.
And their first names start with an O and a D?
Something like that, yes.
And is there a guy named Smith?
I'll save that. We'll save that. We'll take some calls when we come back, and then we're going to get into that. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. But right now, I got to tell you, if you're looking for a place to watch tonight's game, which, you know what, I'm going to go on record as saying tonight's game will be much more entertaining than that one was. There's almost no way that it... Well, actually, I'd take that back because it was entertaining from just a comical standpoint. But if you want to go someplace to watch a game tonight, want to go someplace to watch the World Series once it cranks up, the Rockets, all your favorite sports, and you live up north, Tupelo's is your place to go. Monday Night Football, they've always got it going on out there. We're out there a lot, and they've got such a great setup. Wherever you're sitting, you can see all the TVs, and you can watch all the games. It's a great place to go on Saturdays for college football. It's a great place to go on Sundays for the NFL. Because if you wanted to check out on that Texans game yesterday, you could watch all the other games because they've got them right there. Fantastic food, great beer to choose from. There's not a thing on the menu that isn't awesome. So go check them out. Go watch your football there. Go watch your World Series there. Go watch your Rockets there. And it's a great place to take the whole family. And you can bring the kids. You're not going to feel out of place. You can come without kids. You're not going to feel out of place. We love Tupelo's. We're out there all the time. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Say hello to Chip if you see him. Great guy. Owns the place, and make sure that you guys have a good time. Check them out. They're 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. That's Tupelo's, tubelos.com. Because of me, now dance, man, I know.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're frustrated than we are in this building, coaches and players alike. I really do believe that there are many things that we have to coach better. The players know that they have to play better. We're going to work very hard to put together a better game plan for the Tennessee game, and we're counting on our fans. You know, we're back home here, a divisional opponent, and so we have great fans here in Houston, and we're looking forward to playing in front of those fans on Sunday. As I talked about yesterday after the game, we're dealing with Ryan Mallett, and that situation internally, Rick Smith and I, and so I won't have any comments regarding that at this point. And then Arian Foster will undergo an MRI, I believe, today. Might be at it right now. I know he's, you know, he's hurting. You know, he worked hard to come back for this season, had the groin injury, and now this injury. And he's, you know, he's a guy that's proven he can come back from injury, and I'm sure once he's able to, you know, rehab it, he'll rehab it very diligently and try to come back. So we're all supportive of him in that rehab.
And we're back. Where's your genius head coach, Bill O'Brien, today? I love Texter says, you guys are happy when the Texans lose. Let me ask you a question. Do I effing sound happy today? Do I sound happy having watched that crap, having seen what pathetic performance they put on out there? And how on earth, look, I love Romeo Crennel. Thought he was a great hire. He's one of the better defensive coordinators in the history of the game. And he's obviously lost this team. And the scheme is not working. Nothing is working. You got to pull the plug on that. If you can't do it after yesterday, when are you going to do it? And one of the dumbest tweets I saw was, oh, well, it's hard to fire people, and then who's going to replace them and all that stuff. Well, listen, I've had to
fire somebody, man.
I've had to fire people. It's not fun at all because you have to admit you made a mistake in hiring them in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's as much on you as it's on them. But in this case, you have a perfect example. You just saw what can happen if you go and make a change. You just played a team that did it 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Looks a lot different than the team that Joe Philbin was running out there. And no, I don't think you fire O'Brien. I don't. But
I don't think he's had enough time. I do think that he's auditioning for next season for the rest of this year.
He should be coaching for his job the rest of this year.
I'm a big believer that if you give a head coach in the NFL 2 years or less, then you're basically setting yourselves up to be the Raiders. And then you're just in a constant situation of turnover at that position.
Or the Browns. I mean, yeah. And that you have to give the guy 2 years.
But I'm definitely saying, hey, Bill, you're on notice, bro.
Yeah.
You know, last year, the turnaround, that was nice. Got us to 9-7. Didn't make the playoffs, but that was good. You got to show that you still are the coach of this team and not just the guy with a headset on the sideline. And that's what, to me, that's what Bill O'Brien is now. He's turning into that thing that Kubiak eventually turned into, where he's just an empty sweatsuit on the sideline with a headset on.
Looking confused.
Whose sole job is to make confused faces when a play goes bad and then go and take all the blame in the press conference. Yeah. That's what it seems like his job is now. And they need to say, look, man, if things don't look like they're going in the right direction in the second half of the season, you won't be here. And, you know, I think the Lions probably should have fired everybody yesterday, but I give them credit for firing half their guys, and they fired their entire offensive staff after a game that, you know, they were relatively competitive in.
They were a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from forcing overtime.
So they... I understand loyalty. I understand that it's an important thing to have. And I look around and I see Pittsburgh's succeeded with that. You know, if Pittsburgh fired Bill Cowher after one down year, they'd be short Super Bowls. If they fired Mike Tomlin after one down year, they'd be short Super Bowls. I get it. But at some point, you've got to understand the difference between loyalty and blind loyalty. And it's just there's a difference. There's believing in a guy that he's going to work something out, and then there's just banging your head into a wall and expecting something to change.
We'll get to Rick Smith at some point too. But when yet another third round draft pick is out there giving the ball to the team to put the game out of reach permanently, basically, the failures there are just too much to recount. But I think. You should have changed your defensive coordinator today, and I think Bill O'Brien should have told George Gotze, hey, you're going back to being quarterback coach. I'm calling the plays again because they were better last year. And your job is on the line now, and you should be put on notice. And if I'm in charge of that team, that's a conversation we're having today. I want somebody else calling plays on defense. It can't get any worse. It cannot get any worse. There's no way you put somebody – you could get a trained SEAL to call plays, and it would be – better than what we saw yesterday.
The problem is, and I think this is what they're kind of counting on, is that we're all stupid.
Yeah.
They think that next week, and they look at the schedule, they see, oh, we've got a home game against the Titans.
And the Colts are probably going to lose next week.
This is what we in the business call a get-right week. And not only is it a get-right week, it's a get-right week before a bye week. So that gives us 2 weeks where people aren't crapping on us. So let's get right this week, and then we get to breathe a little bit. If they lose to the Titans,
and they could,
they very well could, even though the Titans look really, really horrible.
But if they come out and play anything like what they did yesterday, they're not beating that team.
But you know what?
They're not beating anybody.
I say the Titans look really horrible. The Titans played the Falcons to 3 points.
Yeah.
And the Falcons beat you by 27. So I know that's comparing apples and oranges, but while Tennessee is bad, the Texans are really, really bad too.
And see,
you're playing a game against your peer now.
And just like you did with Jacksonville, and they'll probably win. And then where it's going to get to be fool's gold is the Colts have to play at the Panthers, the Broncos, and at the Falcons their next three games.
Yep.
And suddenly you're going to be, we're tied for first. And it's not going to fix any of the problems. This team's a disaster. Let's grab a couple calls.
Michael says, could be worse. You could be a Bucs fan like me. You know how much I'd rather be a Bucs fan than a Texans fan? You have a quarterback that looks like maybe he's the future. I'm not saying the Bucs are going to win the Super Bowl in 5 years, but they're at least building something there. This isn't building.
Well, they've regressed significantly. We'll do phone calls when we come back.
The Bucs had the first pick last year, and now they're winning some games. And obviously, that's a tough loss yesterday. But you're starting to see some things out of Winston that makes you think, you know what, maybe this was the right pick. And once you get that quarterback established, things start to look up. There's nothing about this team that makes you go, you know what, I could see next year.
No,
they'll be competitive.
No, I see them at this rate, they're not going to be any different. In fact, if they do the same offseason they just did, they'll be worse because that's what happened. And we'll get your phone calls next segment, but we got to get to Aubrey right now.
Aubrey Theodi with DFC calling in on a Monday. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Beautiful afternoon turned out to be.
Can you guys, I know there's a lot of people around Houston who vomited on their carpets yesterday watching that football game. You guys can take care of that, right?
Absolutely. You know, vomit,
tears,
beer bottles thrown, drinks cut across the rug. I mean, any problems, tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. We can even clean up your pride if that's a little dirtied up, you know.
So, I puked on my carpet and my curtains, so I need a double shot from you guys.
Can you imagine what's happening to DVRs all around the they're getting beat the heck out of. But I pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRTFRE. 1-8-281-347-8373. We'll come out to your home. We'll do the tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. Why should you dial that number, 281-DIRT-FREE, right now? Because we'll give you $100 worth of Renaissance tickets and $100 free speed drive. So two freebies, the first 25 callers, 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. Don't worry, we'll have a lot better weekends than this one. This is a bad one, but we've seen bad ones like this before, and then had other good weekends. So it'll get better.
All right, Aubrey. Well, enjoy doing the show next week. I'm sure you guys will talk a little bit about it on your show. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
Okay, guys.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. That's one of those songs that there's a lot of bleeps in. Let's grab some phone calls. We got plenty more stuff to get to here. 5 o'clock, we'll go through the rest of the league. And at 5:15, I want AJ to grade some of the decisions Bill O'Brien's made in the last year.
Can I also quickly point something out before we start taking some calls?
Absolutely.
Today is the 4-year anniversary of the day we were suspended for pepper spraying Jong.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Just thought that was a nice little nugget. Hmm. Facebook memories told me that.
I don't ever check that.
I don't know why I randomly did during the break, and it said, no way I'm listening to this bleep with you guys not on today. So,
that was fun. That was fun.
For us?
Yeah.
Not as much for Jong.
Not so much for Jong.
Yeah, I saw that on Time Hop.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Time Hop is, if you download it, you connect your Facebook, Twitter, and your Instagram, I think, and then it shows you what happened on this day several years ago. And I knew I got pepper sprayed because on my Twitter Time Hop, it's a bunch of people. It was like 10 or 15 people asking if I was okay. And I knew it. I knew it was the pepper spray incident.
So was this the anniversary of the day we did it or the day we got off?
The day we did it.
Oh, okay. So tomorrow will be the anniversary of the day where I sat at Nick's and drank all afternoon.
Yeah.
And made Dave mad because they were getting so much grief.
Hard times.
All right, let's try Josh. He's been on hold the longest. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, sports.
Hey, I don't like agree with the way you guys talk about the Texans because they're not a great team. I think they just played a bad half of football. And also, I mean, the Cowboys are 2-4. No one's giving them grief. The
Cowboys and have an excuse. Also, they have their best players are hurt.
All right, but what about them bringing Mallard in? Because I mean, if New England drafted him, Taylor, they see Brady in him, or not? Maybe Brady, but like a touch of Brady, maybe, you know?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Have you not watched him?
I mean, we've seen Ryan Mallard. He's no, and Ryan Mallard can't even make the team flight. Why should they play him?
Yeah, that boy, that was that's not a great. Yeah, thank you, John.
Don't make excuses. That's the problem. Don't make excuses for this team.
Okay. I'm going to dumb it down a little bit. It's cool to be a fan. And I the people who deserve better than this are Texans fans. Because those guys spend money. They go to the games. They've been supporting this team year after year after year. And they've sat through a 2-14 season just 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they supported him. And they continue to support him. They deserve better than that. And as a fan, you should demand more than that. Don't be silly and just say, oh, well, just one bad half. This is a trend. Let's look at their losses for just a second. You lose at home to a Chiefs team opening day that didn't win again until yesterday, and that was only because Landry Jones was playing quarterback for the Steelers, and they damn near lost. So let's start with that. That was your first loss. You know what your best loss was? You go into Carolina, and you play it to within a touchdown against an unbeaten team that's really good.
Oh, they didn't really lose, but they did cover.
They did cover.
Yes.
Yes.
That was one of my few small victories yesterday.
Yeah, the Falcons game killed me. The Saints game not going over killed me. I was actually rooting for the Colts to score to go over because I knew the Saints were going to cover.
It wasn't a great weekend for us.
It's my worst weekend in 2 years.
Yeah, it was a rough one for me.
And if the Cardinals don't cover tonight, then it's going to be my worst weekend in 3 years.
The Jets deciding to kick a useless field goal saved me because if they wouldn't have covered, I would have been in real bad shape.
The only one I hit yesterday was I had the Saints to cover, and then I have a small money line on the Saints. Yeah. So that was it. So that saved me from really getting – that and Toledo at the last minute covering when they were getting their butts beat the entire game on Saturday is about all I did right. But
that caller, like, one bad half of football. I've seen so many bad halves of football.
They did
this
the same
whole year.
Thing in Atlanta, okay? And here's the other thing. They're never prepared for the start of the game. Never. They're always out-schemed.
Yeah, it was 42-0. The Atlanta game at one point was worse of a blowout than this game. So don't just say it was one bad.
Look at the other losses. Okay, the Panthers one. I'll give them a pass on because nobody's beaten the Panthers yet, and that's a
and
tough.
And the Panthers
place to play.
Are good.
The Panthers are good. They're a lot better than I gave them credit for. But you lost at home to a Colts team with no Andrew Luck. Yeah. Maybe that's better right now the way he's playing. He's turned into a turnover machine.
Yeah, I don't. But think that's healthy.
That's a bad football team, a poorly coached football team that didn't have its quarterback, and you lost at home to them. And it's the same thing. The defense can't stop anybody. They don't get pressure. And the offense can't move the football. And suddenly you're down 21 points and you're having to try to come back every game.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. And if you think it's one bad half, dude, seriously. And
that's the problem, though, is like, and I understand fans.
And put away your damn Cowboy hatred for a little bit because You know what? Tony Romo and Dez Bryant being out are why the Cowboys are struggling, okay?
And I get
it. Stop it.
Fans are going to fan, and they want to defend their team, but that's part of the problem is, you know, you guys are going to keep going. Like I said, you're going to keep going down to those games. You're going to keep spending all your dough down there. And then they have no real incentive to be any better. They've never known what it's like to have people not show up for their games.
And you know what? They probably never will.
They probably never will.
Yeah, their waiting list is like 20,000 long for season tickets. Let's try Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, sports be with you.
To you too, Marcus.
Just calling in because this first caller that is a Texans fan, I'm just getting sick and sick of these people calling in and supporting a team that is just, that's never going to change. Nothing's ever going to happen. McNair does not care. Everybody gives him a pass. I mean, they're just delusional. I can't even watch games with my own family because of how delusional all Texans fans are. They're going to keep going to these games no matter what. Nothing will ever change. They're going to be, like you said earlier, they're going to be in the parking lot, tailgating, having a good time, whatever. But as long as those fans are going to those games, nothing's ever going to change. These fans are ridiculous, and I'm tired of these stupid people calling in supporting Texans. Oh, they're not that bad. That is ridiculous. Just want to get your takes on that, so I'll hang up and listen.
Let me tell you whose fault. This is Bud Adams' fault because people are scared now. Everybody's scared. Because let me tell you, the fans will do it with the Astros. The Astros turn into a clown show. People stopped showing up.
Yep.
And they had empty-ass stadium. And you know what? You know when people came back this year? You know why?
And they still didn't come back as much as they should have for a team that was that good.
No, but I assume if they continue this, people will go back. Yeah. And you're already starting to see that people go back because that nothing puts pressure on ownership to get better like empty seats. Nothing does. And as long as you're...
But everybody's so scared. Oh, they might leave. Yeah. They might leave.
And I guess I get that.
I do get it because I lived through that and it sucked. It wasn't fun at all. But, you know, I still don't fault people for wanting to go to games. The tailgating's fun. It's a great place to watch a game. But you know what you can do? You can boo the crap out of every time they run that stupid stretch play on first down and lose 3 yards, which probably lose 5 yards now that they've killed Arian Foster. You can boo them every time they do that and let them know how unhappy you are with them. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, there's so much more to get to. We'll grab some more phone calls when we come back.
Breathe.
I don't understand how on earth you can put out a product like that yesterday that was historically bad. That the Dolphins had 35 points before the Texans got 5 yards.
Yeah.
5 yards.
It was 35 points to 5 yards.
Yes. If you can look at that and say, hey, oh, no, they're not that bad, then you're delusional. You're beyond delusional. You really are.
I don't understand how.
I get supporting your team. I do, but don't be stupid. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't understand how if you're a Texans fan, somehow you think supporting what they're doing is going to make them better. That's not what will make them better. Taking a crap on them and there's only one way to get your point across to these people, and that's with your dollar. And as long as you're gonna, I mean, you guys are paying. How much are you paying for parking at that place? Much less tickets. Yeah. They've got no reason to change because they know you guys are zombies. You're zombies for it, and you're football. And all of you drone into that stadium every home game Sunday, every single year, no matter. I mean, they could literally put, you know, those plastic magnetic football players where they just like kind of bump around into each other and you never know what's going to happen. And you guys would still drone your way in there. You'd still pay your hundreds of dollars.
But you know what? You paid so much for those damn tickets, you're not going to let them go to waste.
No.
And I'm okay with that, but you need to let...
And you can't sell them now.
No.
So...
Yeah, they'll be like $8 if you put them on StubHub. All right, guys. Hey, is your business not doing what you want? Or maybe you just want to grow your business.
Bob McBear's... That business isn't doing what he wants.
Oh, well, no, his business is doing fine.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't need any help with that. You need some help with the product, but that's a totally different thing. But, guys, if you've got a business, you're not getting the phone calls you want, Hector at SiteJab can help. And every day that you don't give him a call, you're losing money. One of his home improvements just closed on a $30,000 deal from an internet lead that came thanks to SiteJab. Last month, one of our blitzers who has a local plumbing company heard about SiteJab, called in. They created a customized internet marketing plan. They already received over 15 leads in just the first month. This can really help your business grow, and it's very simple. If you've tried looking up your company online and can't find it, guess what? Your customers can't find it either. SiteJab has helped local businesses grow their leads from 30 to as much as 75% in just a few months. And just think about what that can do for your business. They do everything. Website design, search engine optimization, even pay-per-click management. They are going to get your name out there. They're going to help you grow your business. And these are just a couple of the success stories, man. They have helped a lot of local Houston companies grow. And if you're over in Beaumont, they can help you too. You're in Lake Charles, they can help you too. Houston-based SiteJab, 713-999-4661. Give Hector a call. I promise you, he is going to help you grow your business. And he's seen several mom-and-pops grow into massive businesses just from a few months of working with SiteJab. If you really want the online quarterback, call Hector Garcia at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. And guess what? They guarantee they can increase your leads in 6 months, or you don't pay a thing. Service is free. Call today, 713-999-4661. If you get a free consultation today and you mention that you heard it on the show, you're going to get a free mobile version of your website upon signing up. That's a $400 value. You can call them at 713-999-4661 or Google SiteJab. That's SiteJab.com, a Houston-based company here to help your locally owned company.
Mets Royals World Series, 7 p.m. Tuesday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. We're having lunch out on Fridays. Each Friday, John and Raheel and Unfiltered will broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Kick your weekend off right with ESPN 97.5. All right, let's try some more calls. We've had one really bad one and one pretty good one. So let's try Steve. What's up, Steve?
Sports guy.
Sports to you.
All right, I don't want to pile on that first guy again, but I'm a Dolphins fan. I'll tell you, 41-0, we've never done ever in our history. So it's not just about a team having a bad first half. And on that note, when you have a chance for Bridgewater and you're going to try and argue that you didn't want to use the draft pick and now look what he's doing, it's all about quarterback. Tannehill might not be the best, but he's worth building around, you know, and trying to think that two guys – that were in a system that you're used to or from your old, you know, your guys from New England is just retarded. You should have kept Fitzpatrick and looked towards the draft.
Well, here's a couple things about that. First of all, I don't know if I agree with you about Ryan Tannehill, which makes it even worse.
Ryan Tannehill set an NFL record against the Texans yesterday. Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. Yeah. Secondly, and I was talking to Rottweiler and Lamont about this on Twitter yesterday, and it's true in a way that it's not like Derek Carr or Teddy Bridgewater would make this team good, but at least you'd have something that you go, you know what? We've got a quarterback, you know? And if you have a quarterback, eventually things will fall in place around him. That's the worst part about this is you've got two guys at quarterback that there were, you know, I guess there were hopes that one of them could be serviceable, and now we figured out that neither one of them are worth a damn, and so you don't even have hope at that position. And if you don't have hope at that position, you might as well not play the season, honestly, because the only way you can make it through a season with garbage at quarterback is if you're elite somewhere else. And the Texans are far from elite anywhere else.
And they were supposed to be elite on defense.
But they're not.
They're not that close.
Yeah, they're not even good on defense. Not much less elite.
Yeah, and that's the real problem here, is that you've invested all this in that defense, and that is the weakness of your team. And not that your offense is any better, but that's what you were supposed to build around, right? They were supposed to force turnovers. They were supposed to be able to stop the run. They're supposed to get pressure on the quarterback. They didn't get any pressure on the quarterback until the game was over. And, yeah, the Dolphins have obviously responded to the coach and playing better, and they've got some talent on that team. They weren't as bad as they looked.
Right.
But they're not the Patriots. And they're not, you know, they're not the this isn't the Packers that you just got rolled by. And you were embarrassed. It was, I mean, that's,
you know what, even when you think about, you know, 41 to nothing was bad enough. But the way they were scoring those, it was like 5-yard pass and then the receiver embarrasses everybody on the team. I mean, it was like Tecmo Bowl when you have the guy that's too fast for everybody and he's like zigzagging across the field and guys are falling down over each other. I mean, it's just humiliating.
And that's the thing that bothers me is how unprepared they were for the running game too. I mean, my goodness, how do you allow an 85-yard run in the NFL? How the hell does that happen?
You know who else?
This was like watching Baylor play against
Kansas.
Yes.
You know who else has done that this year?
Nobody.
Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Mm. I mean, and there's people tweeting to me right now that are still talking about if the Texans weren't out of it in the if the Texans were out of it in the division race, people would stop caring. What's the point of caring? Are you gonna wear your division championship T-shirt when if the Texans won the division at 6-10,
yes,
which is probably what it would take.
I mean,
I don't see 6 wins for this Texans team.
No, I don't know. I don't know where they're hiding them.
Yeah, I mean, are you gonna like really feel great if you win the division and then have some wild card team stomp your guts out here at NRG? Is that gonna make you feel better about this crap season? All it does is messes up your draft position. How are they going to screw up your draft?
It's not going to mess up your draft position that much because if you're 6-10, you're 6-10. And I mean, that's something. At least you get to play one more game and make some money. That's it. Let's try Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, sports guys, what's up?
Sports.
Hey, you know what? What really pisses me off is I just listened to this guy in this press conference tell me that this team didn't quit.
They quit.
They didn't quit in the second half. Let me tell I don't understand. I mean, surely he's just trying to sell us a crock crap. But you're down 40 points, and an interim head coach who's coaching for his job comes out in the very first series of the second half, runs 3 straight running plays right up the middle because – they felt sorry for you, and they didn't want to embarrass you. And they're playing on a short week on Thursday, traveling to New England. And I don't care what he told them in the locker room about keep the gas pedal down, whatever. Those guys were ready to get the hell out of there and get some rest. And they let off the gas. They didn't want to embarrass you. I don't understand. What do you mean they didn't quit? Yeah, they quit on you weeks ago, bro.
Yeah, the Texans quit. So did the Dolphins. The Dolphins quit at halftime because they could. The Dolphins packed it in. They didn't have to do anything else.
You know why?
Lamar Miller had 14 carries. 14.
They rushed for 182 yards in the first half. 182 yards.
Do you want to hear something crazy, Fred?
Crazier than?
Pass attempts plus rushing attempts for the Dolphins yesterday. This is how many plays they ran. 55. 55. Brian Hoyer had 49 pass attempts. The Dolphins quit, too. They just quit after it was 41 to nothing. The Texans quit when it was about 28 to nothing. I mean, if you're a fan and you're not just completely embarrassed, if you're calling today or tweeting today and making excuses or talking about winning the division, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. If you're talking about, we're only one game behind the Colts. Dude, that's the dumbest take ever.
But you know what? You know what the questions you should be asking? If we're going to be one game behind the Colts, what are they going to do to change what we saw yesterday so that we don't see that team again?
You know
what are they going to do? You should be asking that question.
Fred,
who should have been fired today so that that doesn't happen again? That's a question you should be asking.
I tweeted you this yesterday. The difference between the Colts and the Texans is the Colts are going to fire their coach for this.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. If you're not better than the Colts this year, when the Colts are basically dead in the water, when are you ever going to be better? I don't know.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to blast through the rest of the league, and then we'll get to your phone calls. I know a lot of you guys.
I feel like the Shame Bell lady should be following Bill O'Brien all week.
Oh, well, and...
all week. Everything he says, too, is just crap. Nobody quit. Dude.
Like, Rick Smith shouldn't even be able to talk on the phone this week because every time he's on the phone, that bell is going off behind him. And somebody's like, bro, is there somebody ringing a bell on your line? What's going on? We have a bad connection?
Shame.
Hello? Rick, I want to talk to you, but the shame bell keeps ringing.
Shame.
What's going on your line?
Shame. Shame.
That, from now on, yeah, I wish we ought to send somebody to the press conference, and every time he answers a question, they play that. That'd be awesome. I actually was going to go to the press conference today because I know nobody there was going to ask why the hell was Arian Foster still in the game, and I wanted to do it, but...
Well, he won't be anymore.
Nope.
That's probably the last time you saw Arian Foster in a Texans helmet.
Yeah, and there's no way you bring him back next year off that injury, and it was pointless. Now, because it was an Achilles and the way it happened, it probably was going to happen inevitably anyway.
But it shouldn't have happened in a game like that.
4 minutes left in a game where you are dead, there's no reason to have that guy out there. God, that pisses me off. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.